give us a call at 804-649-9737 for your request queries. Even though I hope the guy was satisfied because I tried to play some more psychedelic surf rock, or at least along those lines anyway. I guess I just played garage rock. Whatever. I hope he was happy. If not, that number again is 804-649-9737, and I'll try better next time. Anyway, you guys have a good one.
See you regularly stare.
That was Syd Barrett with Wolfpack. Before that, from Finland, was Ratas with Pista, and Spoon with Written in Reverse off their new album, Transference, which is coming out on the 26th, I think, next week. Now here's Talking Heads with Nothing But Flowers here on the Odyssey Hours. Give us a call at 804-649-9737. Otherwise, enjoy.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hand for Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, isn't that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
You saw God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me, Bob. Tell us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it, man?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the tensions found here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
Boy,
Bob, now you have 100 keys. Almost it. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Okay. Two.
I rolled big joints.
Our judges say that's okay. They roll big joints too, and you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's building. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number
Behind
three.
One of those doors, Bob,
number three,
is
man.
50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm going to make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No, I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four.
No, no, Bob, there's only three. I know, you're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
Oh, number three, man, number three.
One, two. One,
black light, no tap backs. Okay, you chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened?
I messed up.
Oh God, how did I get here?
This is Rafter Roberts, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM in Richmond.
All right. That was the Dum Dum Girls with Jail Lala. It's a new one from them. Cheech and Chong from 1978 with Let's Make a Dope Deal. Now, you know, you always used to love that show, Let's Make a Deal. I know Wayne Brady's hosting the new revival show. I haven't seen that. Is it good? I saw a commercial. Or no, I saw like a little bit. And the guy took $900. And he didn't take door number two, which was a joke prize. I can't remember what it was. But Wayne Brady seemed like he was doing a good job. Way better than Drew Carey. Man, that guy. I wish we could just like clone Bob Barker, bring him back to The Price is Right. That would be amazingly awesome. All right, before Cheech and Chong was Marsha Sims with Marsha Sims with Marijuana Hero, which is a tribute to Ed Rosenthal. What is it? Anyway, it's this dude that was arrested in California in 2002 for growing, even though their local laws say that they can do it. Federal laws do not. So there's conflict there. And Talking Heads before that with Nothing But Flowers. Here's Marvin Gaye here with Heard It Through the Grapevine. Now, yeah, since Cayman's gone, I try to play some stuff that I know he would like, and he would probably play himself. So up next is Brian Jonestown Massacre with Lantern. And then some more punk rock, this time from Sweden. Some classics and stuff. Give us a call at 804-649-9737. Here are the Odyssey Hours. And we will see you shortly. Bye.
Thank you. All right, this is a Magnetic Field song, and this song is maybe the reason we're on Merge, because I was working in a shoe store in Boston, and this song came on, and I was like, what in the hell is this song? It's amazing, and I kept calling and requesting it, so it's called Born on a Train.
Probably won't get old, but honey, nobody's gonna hurt you anymore. Nobody's gonna make you wanna die. But I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in sleep. I have to go and the whistle blows. The whistle knows my name. Baby, I was born on a train. Some rooms you only see at night. Ghost roads, nothing but neon signs. But some nights the neon gas gets free, turns into walking dead like me. But I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in your sleep. I have to go and the whistle blows. The whistle knows my name. Baby, I was born on the train. I'll call one morning cold and gray.
Arcade Fire with a cover of just a beautiful Magnetic Field song, Born on a Train. Before that was Stry and Stripperanda with Inte Intressante from Sweden, and the Brian Jonestown Massacre with a Lantern. This is a band called The Delta Mirror with a song called He Was Worse Than the Needle He Gave You. See you, everybody.
All right, empty song. Charity work, and so today we got a special guest coming in. They're going to send somebody down from the city zoo as part of the Animal Awareness Week. So
something we're just really proud of doing, and we try to do at least once a year.
No way, buddy! No, you are out of here. This is a, no. Don't
I have
sing.
To sing my tail to the panda.
You can't sing. You're not a musician.
No.
Don't let him do this.
This next song is the new first song on our new album.
What?
This is not a rebel song. This is the panda. After dark, the panda stalk. Nightmare creatures with black hearts. Ravenous teeth that glow in the dark. Feasting on bombs that sleep in the park. The pandas are coming, so hide under your bed. The pandas are coming, they'll rip your ass to shreds.
Get out of the studio. Get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, get out of here, dude.
Hey, Panda Boy.
I shan't. The panda is indeed the most mysterious of all creatures.
Can somebody have him
shrouded
shaved?
In the enigma of its black and white coat.
What?
What kind of camouflage is this, black and white? Hiding in an Oreo factory? Could be. That's just another chapter in the Omnisaga of Panda. The pandas are coming to rip off your head. The pandas are coming on a rampage of the dead.
What the hell?
Like the shark, the panda has millions of teeth.
Okay, cut off the oxygen in the other
which
room.
Which it uses like a hacksaw to cut through bone, candy, and fences.
That's a lie.
The Chinese believe that if you find a discarded panda tooth, you have the power to summon Godzilla.
Wow.
I'm drunk on panda mystery. The pandas are coming to hide under your bed. The pandas are coming to rip your ass to shreds. This has been chapter one in my ongoing songs about the panda, which shall cease at number 820. You will see me again, Mr. Sipple.
Just, get a clue.
Get a panda.
Oh, love Selassie, you learn. I rasta Bazooki fashion.